Licking County has 686 square miles and 14 police departments, and of course there's the Licking County Sheriff's Office. The small village of Utica, with a population of less than 2,200, has its own police department, 3 full-time and 13 part-time officers. Police Chief Clifford Bigler started working here more than 20 years ago. Bigler says his $317,000 budget only goes so far.
We've learned to adapt and to do our jobs, and I think we do a real good job at doing our job with what we have.
Last year, the department updated its dispatching center, so now calls go through the centralized 911 center in Newark. 6 part-time dispatchers in Utica lost their jobs. Bigler admits the officers use older equipment like the radar and some patrol cars. 2 used cars came from the Ohio State Patrol. Bigler says the Licking County Sheriff's Office assists when needed.
We have the luxury of, you know, having a sheriff's office that is very well equipped, has a lot of resources that they can offer to us. But we are far enough north that if we were not here, I think that would cause a hindrance on them because that would be extra territory that they would have to cover.
After 40 years in law enforcement, Port Clinton Police Officer Mike Kilburn knows the financial strains of small police departments. He served as police chief in Kirkersville for 1 year during the 1990s. His department included about a dozen volunteer officers.
You quickly learn that the very first problem that you have is that there is a financial vacuum where there's not the money to necessarily properly equip officers, to give them the training that I've seen in larger departments. And so all that becomes very scary.
Training varies widely between agencies. All officers must meet a state minimum standard, but small agencies may not need and can't afford extra training. Jay McDonald heads the Ohio Fraternal Order of Police.
If you're in a small town, you might not necessarily need the same kinds of advanced training that you would need if you're assigned to a specialized task force in a large metropolitan area. So we shouldn't mandate the same kinds of training in those kinds of things for these kinds of agencies.
Small agencies do have backup. Licking County Sheriff's deputies regularly patrol communities like Kirkersville and Utica. Captain Darrow Evans.
Yeah, there's lapses when they're not out, and I can't tell you exactly what hours they work. And a lot of times we'll hear them out early morning. It's hit and miss when they're out, but it doesn't really create much of a burden on us. Our guys just pick up the calls like we would any other call.
That raises the question, with sheriff's departments and low crime rates, do these communities need their own police departments? Former Kirkersville Police Chief Mike Kilburn.
When you start talking about Alexandria and you start talking about Kirkersville, you're talking about 600 people, 500 people, 400 people. And is that enough to support a police department? It's not.
Many times, small departments rely on traffic fines to pay the bills. Greg Lawson with the Buckeye Institute says the organization supports adequate funding for law enforcement, but some communities should consider merging their police departments.
We do need to ask the question of how many might need their own unique force versus what can we still do that still it maintains public safety, but still does it at a way that is cost effective.
But the FOP's Jay McDonald says for places like Kirkersville, a police department is an important part of the community.
The people who are policing in these really small towns are doing it because they want to protect people and they want to do the right things, because why else would you get into something where you could give your life for something that pays you no money? That nobody's getting rich in Kirkersville.